sir. The word of the Lord comes to you today as one who stood beside, one who has looked upon, one who stood beside and held the shield. For today, says the Lord, do I place your feet on a higher ground. For this day, I have destroyed the argument of the enemy. It has been destroyed over this house, and it is destroyed over your house. For the connection which I have brought with you and this man is a godly one, and even so shall your fruit be great. Therefore, man of God, see the multitudes, for surely I have ordained them for your place. Make room, says the Lord, and stretch your tents. The tent pegs of your house, stretch them. Make room for mighty increase, and surely that which you have prayed for, that which you have spoken to me in private, I will make available and manifest publicly. This is the word of the Lord to you today. For man of God, take up the pen and prepare to write. Now, this is funny to me, but I'm looking at comic books. Would you just worship the Lord in this place for a moment? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are to make this come about. This is the Spirit of God. I'm just exhorting you now. This is the Spirit of the Lord. Just encourage you to go for it. Go for it. Don't back off of it. Thank you, Father. And woman of God, have I not put my word in your mouth? Have I not stirred you? Have I not reached into the broken places? I have seen the pain you've come through, says the Lord your God. But out of that pain, I bring forth an incredible beauty. Open your mouth, says the Lord. Open your mouth wide. I promised you, I will fill it. Let the prophetic word come forth, says the Lord. And surely, surely, a crown I have fashioned for your head.
We bless you. Thank you, Lord, for these precious children who have received the call of God as well. That, Lord, now their total turn and their total receptivity to this vision, oh God, that you have given this family, that they lock in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for these mighty sons. Thank you, Lord, for what you've spoken. Thank you, Lord, for the tenderness in their spirit, the tenderness to and receptivity to your wonderful Spirit of God. God, thank you for the brokenness. Thank you for the heart of their father that they have received, oh God. Father, for every single one of these children under your covering, the cousins, all of them who have been railed against by the enemy in their minds. Father, for every dart, for every word that has been spoken against them, we pull it out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the reconnect here of this family. And all of these families, oh God, I thank you, Lord, for healed hearts and for turned hearts in Jesus' name. I thank you for mighty men of God that would carry into the marketplace the will of God, the move of God. I bless them today in Jesus' name.